Herkese merhaba. Ben Alex, 35 yaşındayım. Cambly'de öğretmenim. Hi and welcome. Today I'm going to try and answer a question that I get asked a lot. Hoca, how long should I spend learning English every day? The simple answer is, it depends. Okay? There is no magic formula. If you spend 1 hour a day for 6 months, your English will improve. By how much? I can't tell you. Okay? And the thing is, spending 2 hours reading a book, listening to a podcast, might improve your English, but you might improve your English more, and I would recommend you do this, by spending 30 minutes really studying. Okay? Practicing a grammar point, actively learning vocabulary. Okay? This is where your English will improve. Just having 1 hour where you really concentrate is better than having 3 hours where you're kind of passively learning, watching an American TV series with English subtitles. This is the honest answer. You can't learn English without putting the work in. The more you put in, the more you get out. So while more time might be better, this should be concentrated learning time. The other thing I want to point out is that you should have goals. Whether it be, okay, in 3 months I'm going to take TOEFL, or in the next 2 weeks I want to learn these 100 words, or I really need to improve present perfect and present perfect continuous. Doesn't matter. When you're choosing to study, make sure that you know what you're studying. Make a study plan. Spend 1 hour deciding what you will study this week or this month. This 1 hour, you can decide everything. It's much more important to take a step back and organize yourself, plan your English studying, than spending that 1 hour reading a book. Reading a book is probably easier, but not as effective. Okay? I don't know about you, but I'm pretty lazy. If I can spend 5 hours a week studying Turkish and improve a lot, it's better than spending 20 hours and not improving a lot. Okay? If you are focused, you don't need a lot of time to really improve your language. But you need to know, okay, I have 1 hour today, this is what I will study. Not, oh, what should I study today? Maybe some vocabulary. You should already have these things decided. Having said that, you can break up your study time. You should have 3 types of study time. Okay? The first one, focus study time, where you put all your energy, all your concentration into half an hour or 1 hour or maximum 1 hour and a half of learning vocabulary, practicing grammar, writing an essay, or even talking on Cambly, where you put all your energy, you're practicing new words, you're using that grammar point that you're not sure about, you're doing if clauses and past perfect. This really concentrated time. So as well as this study, concentrated study time, you should have casual time. Time in which you are reading a book or watching a TV show, okay? Or speaking with a Cambly tutor. More relaxed, less concentrated, but still putting in an effort, okay? Perhaps you had a long day at work and you want to keep practicing your English, but you don't have the energy for a concentrated study burst. This is quite normal. Maybe you're speaking with your friends, okay? It's still practicing English. The third type of learning I will call Instagram time. And what do I mean by Instagram time? I mean, instead of checking somebody's story, instead of giving your friends likes on Instagram, spend 5 minutes looking at your vocabulary, or deciding what you will study tonight, or practicing in your head a few sentences. I have been living in Istanbul for 3 years. Okay, just trying to keep that knowledge going. Okay, it's just if you have some time. And as the more you learn, the more you know, the more you love English, the easier it will be. Another tip I want to give you is to mix up what you are studying. In Turkey, a lot of people are really afraid to speak. Okay? So they don't want to concentrate on grammar. They don't want to concentrate on writing. They don't want to practice listening. And that's fine, I understand that. At the same time, you need to mix up what you're studying. You can't just study speaking. Okay? By studying writing, your speaking will improve. By listening to more English, you'll get used to more English, you'll learn new vocabulary, your accent will improve, you'll be more used to hearing correct English. All these different disciplines are linked and help each other. I know from personal experience that writing every day in Turkish has helped my speaking so much. Okay? Maybe my accent is still a little bit yabancı. Maybe I still make some mistakes, but even something as simple. Previously, I would write yapı with an I, yorum. But because of autocorrect, because of my friends telling me that I made a mistake, my pronunciation became ı in speaking. So from a writing mistake, a spelling mistake, my speaking improved. And because I noticed this one mistake, I was able to correct so many other things. So just because you want to improve one discipline, one area, you need to mix up your studying. Okay, it also helps you stop getting bored. So every time you come to your Cambly lessons, come with a goal, come with an aim. For example, a student of mine is trying to learn British accent. And in Britain, we don't say street, we say street. So every time this person uses S and T, I correct them. And you should be doing the same with your Cambly tutors. You should say, hey, I really want you to help me with my accent today. These are the points I'm focusing on. It takes effort, but it really works out in the end. In general, it's far better to spend 2 or 3 days a week with really concentrated time, half an hour or 1 hour, on something you want to learn, than spending 4 hours not really doing anything. Okay? This is the important part. This is how you learn a language. We all have jobs. We are all busy. So you need to find this time. You need to say, this is 1 hour, and it doesn't matter if my friends are having a party. It doesn't matter if my mum's coming to visit. I need to find a way to spend 1 hour on Tuesday studying English. Studying takes energy. So don't try and study 8 or 12 hours a day. Okay? Pick your moments. And the best thing about Cambly is that it can work for your schedule. Maybe you're fresh and ready to study at 6 o'clock in the morning when you wake up. Maybe you like to do it when you get home from work. Maybe at the weekends. It doesn't matter with Cambly. You've got that time. Okay? There are no excuses.